Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. The last day of April. I'm Kim St. Ange, filling in for Mark again, along with Scott Jagow, who's filling in for me this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Carl Middleman here, of course.
Hi.
Sue Thomas will be along shortly to help you with any sort of traffic hiccups. Thankfully, it's a quieter morning today. We're not waking up to the crazy storms that we dealt with yesterday, so we're hoping that means it'll be a smoother commute for all those folks who have to hit the roads and are not getting to work from home still. My gosh, the last 24 hours since we were on the air, just so much going on. You have Trump back in court. They had the day off yesterday. He's back in court in New York. You have so much unfolding at these college campuses across the country. We're going to be talking a lot about that today. And what was really sad that happened in the last 24 hours were those four law enforcement officers who were killed in North Carolina.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Well, it's actually believable, but unfortunate. Yeah.
It's really sad because these officers were going to serve a warrant for a convicted felon. He was wanted for a felon illegally possessing a weapon. So that's why they were called to this particular home. And they're saying that basically they get to this home and there's a shootout. The suspect starts firing at them. They kill the suspect in the front lawn. And then all of a sudden, somebody from inside that home starts firing at them again. So four law enforcement officers have been killed and four others are injured. And I believe at least one of them is in critical condition. So this could get even more tragic.
I'm kind of speechless about this. I don't really know what to say at this point. I mean, it just seems to be happening so often.
I know. And you don't think of serving a warrant as this, you know, oh, this is going to be really dangerous. But I've heard those can be some of the most dangerous scenarios for police to go into. And I've also heard any sort of domestic sort of situation that can lead to something. I mean, any situation obviously can escalate. But I have heard serving warrants and domestic situations can escalate very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's high tension going on when you have a warrant being issued. Probably the suspect knows they're coming and is ready to take them down if they're so inclined and have the weapons and so forth.
Yeah. It's hard to believe, but it's believable. At this point, I just think there's so much anger and there's so much chaos. And we're just praying for the families of those law enforcement officers. One of those officers, I think, had just been named like Officer of the Month or something like that. Yeah, Officer of the Month for the force for April a few weeks ago. That was a Charlotte police officer, Joshua Iyer, I believe is how you say his name. He actually died at the hospital. So I believe some died right there, and then it looks like Iyer made it to the hospital, but unfortunately passed away. So thinking of all those families, I'm sure more is going to come later on today. And if anything happens between now and 9, we'll keep you updated. And then, of course, throughout the day, our crew will make sure that we're keeping you up to date on what's going on here. So, again, a lot going on. Let's go ahead and get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
If you have a really challenging dog, there are countless organizations to rehome them to somebody who loves the dog enough.
It might be
I want justice for Cricket. This is, it's terrible.
Cricket the dog. So Kristi Noem, the South Dakota governor and possible VP pick for Trump, admits for whatever weird reason in her new memoir, yeah, I shot my 14-month-old dog, Cricket. Why?
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel.
Yeah, you heard it right there. That's Antony Blinken. He's in the Middle East still trying to figure out this ceasefire deal. It's now up to Hamas. But remember this, Hamas has been offered a two-state solution how many times now? And they've turned it down every single time.
So whether they're coming from Palestine, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, Haiti.
That right there is Jamal Bowman. That name should sound familiar. That's the same congressman who pulled the fire alarm to delay a vote he wasn't happy with. And now, you should know, he says he fully supports resettling Gaza refugees here in the United States. Audio right there from UT Austin. Things certainly escalated over there on that campus yesterday with those protesters. I was watching video of police trying to pull them one by one as they're locking arms, trying to hold the line. And probably the worst of it right now is Columbia University, because it seemed like they had kind of stopped for a little bit. There was the 2 p.m. deadline. They didn't. That was basically blown out. I mean, no one cared. Blew right through that. So they were saying, okay, we're suspending these students who won't leave. Well, then there was some sort of a post on, I believe, Instagram around midnight. So within the last 5 or so hours, that said, let's go, come on. So hundreds of people gathered again, and they started using hammers and hatchets to break into Hamilton Hall. That's one of the buildings there on campus. And it just so happens, and very intentionally, to be the office of the dean. That's where that office is located. Barricading themselves inside. Have you seen some of these videos?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now on TV. I mean, it's incredible.
I know it can get worse, but it's mind-blowing to watch all of this play out and think, oh my gosh, we are in America right now. You would think that we're somewhere in the Middle East where all this is breaking out. And I made this point yesterday, but this really is BLM 2.0. I don't think half these students know why they're out there. I think they're searching for purpose. They want to cling to some social justice cause, even if they truly don't really care about it. They want to be in the history books. Problem is, they're on the wrong side of history.
Yeah. In the meantime, Jewish people are feeling scared and discriminated against. And the president is still backing Israel, as the U.S. has always done. And this protest, to me, again, I don't know what it's actually about, because they claim to say that it's about the Palestinian people. I'm not sure that it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what their motivations are, to be honest, and I don't know if they actually know themselves.
I heard people at WashU were showing support for ISIS. What does that tell you? I mean, that is the ideology of some of these people. That's what they believe. You see signs saying "end the occupation." I don't even think half of them know what that even means. You know, another question I have: where the heck is the NBA, the NFL? They were so quick to plaster "end racism" in the end zones, right in the middle of the courts for these NBA games, so that if you were going to watch any of those games, you couldn't not see it, okay? Now, I agree with that. Let's end racism. Now, I was annoyed to see that because I'm tired of these organizations in the NBA and the NFL, in this case, getting so political. But if you're so quick to put that, you know, for your arenas, whatever the case may be, why are you not calling out this? Why are you not saying that this is racism against Jewish people? I mean, seriously, why is it any different? Why is it okay that this is against Israel and Jewish students, people in general, but if it were against Black people or gay people, you name it, it would be shut down so fast.
Yeah, and I don't know what got lost in translation from October 7th when Hamas, the terrorist organization, started all of this. I don't understand what happened in between then and now to flip the script for these people. I don't get it. Can you explain it?
Yeah. I, I, I'm at a loss for words. And I honestly am a little bit nervous thinking about how this is going to unfold here in the next even 48, 78 hours. Because if it's already gotten to this point, what's next?
Well,
I worry people are going to get killed.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the Kent State idea running through my head since this started, which is, of course, where four people were killed during the Vietnam protests.
Yep. I think we're seeing that play out again. And then you see the Post-Dispatch saying that Washington University faculty was placed on leave. Students are homeless after Gaza protests. They're sympathizing with them. Students, here's the first line. Students were scrambling for a place to live, and professors were wondering if they'd teach again after they were barred from Washington University's campus following an anti-war protest that ended in mass arrests. Thank you. Yeah, thank you that it ended in 100 or so people arrested. I agree with that decision. These students, these teachers, whoever's participating in these protests need a serious kick in the butt.
Yeah.
Saying, you need to go home. That's not enough. Saying what Joe Biden likes to tell terrorist groups, don't. Just newsflash to our president, Joe Biden, I know you're a regular listener of this show. It's not enough. It doesn't work. Change up the strategy. You have to do something different. Speaking of those protests, the Green Party presidential candidate, Dr. Jill Stein, she was among the 100 or so people arrested on WashU's campus over the weekend. We have her on the show this morning. 8:35, we're talking to Jill Stein. We have Stevie Nicks tickets we're giving away. That'll be just before 6:30, about 6:20 or so. We'll give you a chance to win Stevie Nicks tickets for a concert coming up May 7th here in St. Louis. Coming up, though, after the break, we're talking about Kristi Noem, the South Dakota governor who admitted in her memoir, for whatever reason, that she shot and killed her dog. First, of course, we have to get to our national anthem. Carl, who do we have performing for us?
The woman who just set another record. She had 10 songs in the top 10 a year ago. Now she has 14 songs in the top 14 on the charts ending this week.
Am I supposed to guess?
Wait. She has 14 songs in the top 14?
Yes.
The only person I can think of is Taylor Swift.
Of course.
With our national anthem.
Really? Okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I just can't imagine her thinking about killing her dog, doing it, writing about it in a book, and then doubling and tripling down that this was the right thing to do. It just doesn't make sense.
As she's being considered for vice president, it feels intentional. Like, okay, look what I could do. I can kill a puppy.
Well, that was CNN talking about this whole situation with Kristi Noem that I have to admit is a little bit bizarre. So Kristi Noem writes a memoir called No Going Back. And there's a part in that book where she talks about having to kill, she says, her 14-month-old puppy. Well, understandably, people are upset about that. And my thought would be, by the way, she says she killed the dog because the dog had aggressive behavior and had, I think, bitten people and maybe ate some livestock, like ate chickens or something like that. I find it very odd that she wrote about that in the book. I'm not quite sure why people needed to know about that.
Yeah, something happened 2 decades ago, first of all. One of the other justifications she said was, you know, you don't know what it's like to live on a farm.
Yeah, and I didn't grow up on a farm. I know people who have grown up on a farm. I do understand that things are different. I get that. I think she could have probably done something a little bit different as far as the handling of that situation. Now, if a dog, for example, here in the suburbs or city of St. Louis was running around biting people, I support that dog being put down. Or the commander is bit how many times? 12, 13, 14 times or something like that. I mean, now, obviously you want to try to rehome the dog or try to get the dog training. Like, there are things you can do to try to change the behavior of that dog. But if that dog were to seriously injure, like, say, a baby or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. In the process of that happening, if a dog was attacking a child or something, of course you would be justified in shooting the dog.
Yes.
But other than that, I can't see much justification. I mean, or just attacking a human being in general.
Yeah.
I just don't see the justification for doing it as opposed to taking the dog to a trainer,
yeah,
to a shelter, to a professional, whatever, to get some help or figure out whether the dog does need to be put down for the aggressive behavior.
Right.
But shooting him, I can't justify that.
I don't think that should be your first response I'm just going to shoot my dog. There are plenty of other things you can do. Even Ron DeSantis, the Bidens, they were sitting there posting videos of their dogs. Listen to how The View talked about this. Play clip number 9, Carl.
If you have a really challenging dog, there are countless organizations to rehome them to somebody who loves the dog enough.
It might be
I want justice for Cricket. This is, it's terrible.
It's a terrible thing. And you know,
that was the dog's name.
Oh, Cricket. The
dog's name was Cricket. You know, a sign of a sociopath is someone that kills animals. Mm-hmm. I'm not a clinician.
No, you're not.
But she killed her animal.
Oh my gosh.
What was interesting to me is
she
said...
She killed a goat, Sonny.
She killed a goat.
She's coming to that.
She killed the goat as well.
Okay. Now,
it's a feeding frenzy on The View.
Kristi's crazy. we're not justifying what she did, but I will point out that these same people who were unbelievably upset about what Kristi Noem did with her dog are the same ones who support basically an abortion up until birth. 9 months old, they're completely fine with a baby being ripped out of the womb and dismembered. So I question that. I'm not quite sure I understand that because sometimes I have a problem with feeling like people put animals, dogs specifically, and I love dogs, I'll have you know, they put dogs ahead of people. Like, they are more sad if a dog were to die instead of a human life. And I'm sorry, human lives are more important. I'll make that statement. You can love your dog. I love dogs. I wish I had a dog sometimes, but human lives are more important. So that is one problem I have with the way that so many people are reacting. However, being angered that she did it, I believe, is absolutely justified. Seriously, just don't talk about it in your book.
Yeah.
Why did you do it in the first place, and then why did you feel the need to talk about it?
Right. That is the main question I have, is why is it in the book?
I don't know.
I guess it's a tell-all.
I wonder if, I mean, I don't think this would, I don't think she's going to be his VP pick for Trump.
Now.
But people are saying, well, now she can't be his VP pick. I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. Okay, coming up after the break, we have Scott on the spot. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kim on a whim. Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
It is Kentucky Derby week. It is one of my favorite weeks of the year. I love the Kentucky Derby. I want to talk about something positive and fun, and that is going to be my spot today to talk about the Derby. So I'll take questions. And I will tell you about the field a little bit.
Who should we vote, or who should we bet on?
Well, I'll get to that in a second.
That's all people want to know.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you who's in the field this year, and then, you know, you can tell me if you like any of their names.
That's what I go off of.
That's how cute.
Yeah, it doesn't have a cute name.
Okay, so I'm going to go through the field quickly here. We start with Dornoch. It's spelled D-O-R-N-O-C-H, not Dornoch.
I like that.
Sierra Leone. Mystic Dan, Catching Freedom, Catalytic, Just Steel, Honor Marie, Just a Touch, Encino, T.O. Password, Forever Young, Track Phantom, West Saratoga, Endlessly, Domestic Product, Grand Mo the First, Fierceness, Stronghold, Resilience, and Society Man.
How did they come up with these names?
Well, sometimes it's the sire and the dam, they kind of find a common ground between the names of the sire and the dam. Other owners use things like domestic product. The guy works on Wall Street, and he loves to name his horses after things about Wall Street or about
horses.
The economy. Yeah, they're just terrible names. And, you know, it's a decent horse, but I can't stand the names that he comes up with.
I'm not betting on that one just because I don't like the name.
The only one I've heard of is Fierceness.
Fierceness is the favorite, actually. And then the other favorite is Sierra Leone, who I think is the most likely winner of the Kentucky Derby, but not necessarily the horse that I would bet on. I will have him on my trifecta for sure, but I'm not necessarily going to put him on top because he's, you know, he's going to be 3-1 or 5-2, and the horse that I really like is going to be like 10-1.
How much do you win if you win the Kentucky Derby?
If you win, the purse is $2 million, and that, I think it's something like $1.2 million for the winner, somewhere in that area.
So the owner would get, I assume, the majority of that, but does that include how much the jockey would take home?
The jockey gets 10%, the trainer gets 10%, and then, of course, the owner has to pay the bills to take care of the horse, which is considerable.
Oh, I imagine.
You know, feeding them, any health issues, things like that. It's expensive to own a horse. The saying goes, if you want to make a big fortune or a small fortune in horse racing, start with a big one. And then that's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's not a winning proposition generally as an owner of a horse. But, you know, you win a big race like the Kentucky Derby, A, you probably have enough money, so who cares? And B, it is still millions of dollars to win a race like that.
Who's the white-haired guy who has won a million times?
That's
have a reason for saying that. What's his name?
Bob Baffert.
Thank you. Okay.
Scott does not care for Bob Baffert.
No, I have a great disdain for him, and I have all my career in racing, and thankfully, he has no horses in the Derby because he's suspended for another year.
Why?
Yeah, he's been banned.
I didn't know that.
Yes, because his horse tested positive for a medication that's not allowed, and so since then, I think
almost like equivalent to a steroid? Where it, like, increases the horse's stamina?
Yes. And so he's been banned for 3 years.
I did not know that. So was his win, didn't he just win a year or two ago?
No, 3 years ago.
Three years ago.
Disqualified.
Yeah.
because of the drug overdose.
Have I been living under a rock?
Apparently.
Or you don't care about horse
or
racing.
Or I don't care about horse
except
racing.
Except around the first weekend in May.
Those can be fun, although it is kind of funny when you think about how long the Kentucky Derby is, which is, what, like 30 seconds?
2 minutes.
2 minutes, close. I was right there. And I think about, you know, it's this huge event that brings in millions and millions of dollars, and people travel from, I'd say, all over the country, but possibly the world, just to see a 2 minute race. But the reason I brought up that guy is because people will come up to my dad and ask if he's that guy.
Oh,
he
really?
He looks like him.
Okay.
He totally does.
That's funny.
I'll have to show you a picture of him.
Money.
Yeah. Funny. Well, now knowing what I know about him, maybe my dad should watch out because it sounds like people.
So what happened?
You should
that
not
year?
Meet him then.
Did people get their money back or do they have to?
No, it has nothing to do with the bettors. The better, once the race is over and called official, the bettors get their money. And that's it. No, no one's going after your money.
Disqualified.
But the owner has to give back the purse. So the purse is redistributed to the second place, third place, fourth place horse because they all move up a spot.
But that doesn't change. You can't go back the next day and say, hey, this was my trifecta. I had 2, 3, 4, and
nope.
It's really 1, 2, 3.
Nope.
Is trifecta the top three?
Top three.
Win, okay. Place, and show.
Win, place,
and
show.
That. I used to horse bet when I lived in Des Moines, Iowa, and actually that was fun.
It is fun.
I feel
fun.
Like I won, but again, my reasoning is not great. Like, I know you can look at different factors, their odds, yada, 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 but I tend to go with the horse names I like.
Did you like any of the names in there?
Yeah, but I'm trying to remember
freedom.
All of them because they're so
Catching
random.
Catching Freedom. Yeah, I mean, they are kind of random. This is the 150th edition of the Kentucky Derby. It's the longest running, continuously running sporting event in America. They have never not run the Kentucky Derby. Not 1 year. Not even during World War II. Not even during the pandemic. During World War II, they ran it not on the first Saturday in May. And also in the pandemic 2020, it ran in November instead of May.
Still did it, though.
September, I think, actually. But they still ran it.
With no crowd.
Yeah, with no crowd at that point. But the crowd is an amazing part of the event. 160,000 people. I've walked from the backstretch to the paddock before the race. That's when you see the horses walking with all their people. I did that in 2014. And it is incredible, the energy from the crowd.
I bet.
And the horse that I walked with, because I was doing a story, he won the Kentucky Derby an hour later.
Nice. Wow.
That was fun.
That is cool.
I had friends that used to go every year, but that's when the Blues were good, so I could never go because I always had a hockey game.
No.
And
I
now,
like
of course,
dress.
They don't go, and the Blues aren't in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I'm going to go with Sierra Leone. I think that's a cute name.
Yeah. Well, actually, I mean, again, I think he's probably the most likely winner.
In Africa.
But he has to come from
blood diamond.
He has to come from behind, which is an issue in the Derby because there's 20 horses, and he'll be at the back of the pack. So he has to weave his way through the field to get to the front, and that is a tall task, which is why he is one of my top two. The other one is my top choice is Just a Touch, who is number 8.
Write that down, everybody.
Just a Touch, number 8, could be 10-1.
Why
right
Just
now?
A Touch? I know we don't really know the reasoning behind these horses' names, but that's what I'm fixating on.
Okay, I can
because,
tell
again,
you.
That's what matters to me.
You know this one.
I do.
Let's hear it.
The sire is Justify, and that's where the name comes from, taking a saying from the word justify. So it's Just a Touch. But I don't handicap based on the names. I handicap by watching the races over and over again that these horses have been in and studying the data. And last year, this is not lying, I hit the trifecta in the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks the day before, which I've never done both in the same year. But that was, both of them were worth thousands of dollars.
Congratulations.
Big payouts.
That's big.
Because I picked the winner of the Derby at 15-1. His name was Mage. 15-1. And so that triggered a huge trifecta. And this year, I'm hoping I'm going to do the same thing. And Just a Touch and Sierra Leone will probably be my two keys.
Oh, you're going Sierra Leone too?
Yeah.
All right.
And as I said, he's going to come from behind.
Who's your show? Are you still debating on that?
I'm still debating, but I like a horse called Honor Marie as maybe the third horse.
Go Sierra Leone.
Honor Marie is going to be 25-1.
You're supposed to be here on Monday. If you're not, that means you won again.
Yeah, right.
Scott, you are showing up on Monday. whether you win or not, you're showing up. Here. He'll be here. We can talk about it on Monday. All right. Yeah, I don't know much about the Kentucky Derby. If I know you guys were all shocked considering my thoughts on that. I don't know much at all about horse racing, but I do think it's fun. Speaking of sports betting or just betting in general, sports betting, they got enough signatures.
Oh, good.
In Missouri, so it should be on the ballot. I want to talk to John Lampy about that. We're chatting with him at 6:30. But on the other side of the break, there's this OnlyFans and TikTok star who says she was paid to spread political propaganda for the Biden administration. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I was doing full-on political propaganda.
And they would just say, oh, really? With, like, what kind of, like, Biden created 10 million jobs
this
year?
Honestly. And the funny thing is, they're like, do not disclose this is an ad. Because, you know, they're like, technically it's not a product, so you don't have to disclose it's an ad. Because I think they just wanted, like, some edgy girl of color to just tell people. Like, when they nominated, like, Ketanji Brown Jackson, they're like, you say, like, as a person of color, you know, that you feel reflected? And
That was OnlyFans and TikTok star Farah Khalidi. Hopefully I'm saying her name somewhat correctly. She has about 119,000 followers on Instagram. I don't have TikTok, but if she's a TikTok star, I imagine she has a lot. And she's saying, as you just heard there, that she was paid to spread political propaganda for the Biden administration on social media and was said, you know what? You don't really need to disclose this as advertising. You're not selling a specific product. More or less, it's between us. Specifically, they wanted to have her talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson, the judge, Supreme Court, when she was nominated by President Biden. And Planned Parenthood was in the mix. Supposedly, she was doing some sort of advertising for them. She was talking about dating apps. The biggest thing that caught my eye was, of course, political propaganda for the Biden administration. It wasn't, supposedly, according to this girl, it wasn't the Biden administration directly reaching out to her. It was some, like, third-party media company, she says, that was doing it on his behalf. She's like, I'm not blaming Biden. Well, I'm sure you're not going to blame them because it sounds like they were paying you to spread political propaganda. What do they say? Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Like, of course she's going to be a fan of Biden. I don't know how much money she made, but those influencers on social media rake it in.
I don't understand that. I really don't know how they make that much money, but
I would love to know how much money she was making. I have not seen any of these posts, but I just find it so interesting because you have the Trump trial right now in New York going on, and the National Enquirer, David Pecker, that testimony was straight out of the gate, and they talked a lot about the fact that this guy was basically helping to hide some of these not-so-great stories about Trump. And it just shows you, it is so dirty and messy what some of these organizations do and administrations, politics mixed in with media. I mean, we already know the Biden administration was working with these big tech companies like Twitter, X, whatever the heck you want to call it, Facebook, Instagram, and silencing anything that went against their narrative. We saw that play out with COVID. If you said anything about the vaccine or questioned COVID and its origins, even though all of that has now essentially been proven, you were labeled a conspiracy theorist, a quack, and you were put in Facebook jail, as they call it.
Yeah.
It's wild. This is a serious problem. You think about, and you were talking about this yesterday, Scott, about how a lot of the younger generation, but not just the younger generation, they're getting their news from TikTok. I mean, they're not going to reputable news sources. They're watching teenagers. This girl looks really young. I'm going to guess Carl, you've seen a picture of her because you saw the article. Would you guess she's what, 17, 18?
No, I would say she's in her 20s.
Really? Okay, she looks really young to me, but I'm bad at guessing ages. So if you ever ask me to guess your age, I never will.
She's graduated college.
Okay, so maybe she's like 22. She looks really young to me. That's who they're going to get their information. And it's like, oh, no questions asked. My TikTok star that I follow or whatever on Instagram, she said it, so clearly it's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way the world is today. People just believe whatever they read on the internet instead of doing their own homework or trying to figure out the actual truth. But this is a long disintegration that's been happening since the 1980s. And, you know, that's just the way the world is today.
You just have to wonder how much of this is still going on, because certainly it did not end here. I truly believe that the quote unquote third party media company is still paying some of these social media influencers who have not just thousands, but millions of followers to try to say words that will influence the election. And it's so shiesty. It drives me absolutely insane. And these I can't stand the fact that she did this. I mean, I understand there's money involved, but where are your morals? I mean, clearly, no offense, if she's on OnlyFans, morals aren't the best, aren't the highest. Let's be real. I have a lot to say about OnlyFans. It's where teachers are going now because they say they're making, what was it, $1 million a month?
More than teaching.
Well, yeah, but wasn't it $1 million a month? One of the girls was saying. She's like, oh, yeah, I've paid off my mortgage. I've paid off all my bills. I mean, oh, my gosh. And then they're shocked when they're fired. You can't do porn and teach children. You shouldn't be able to do that. Oh, my gosh. This is not rocket science. Where is the world going? Jesus, come anytime. Still to come, we have the Stevie Nicks tickets we're giving away. That's about 6:20. We're also talking to former Senator John Lamping at 6:30 or so. And then in other news with Ethan. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.